J-Rockers Alexandros on SBS Pop Asia. This is the J-Rock Sessions.
Hello and welcome to the J-Rock Sessions with Alexandros. This show is all about the Japanese rock music scene.
We tell you all about what it's like being rock band too.
I'm Yohei Kawakami, a singer of the Japanese rock band called Alexandros.
I'm Hiro and I play the bass. And this week we'll tell you about Japanese summer vacation and how kids spend their break here.
Oh yeah, that would be really nice. Mm-hmm. You're listening to the J-Rock Sessions with Alexandros on SBS Pop Asia. If you've ever wanted to know what happens backstage with the band, this is the perfect show for you.
And you want to find out about the latest J-Rock news? We've got you covered, and you can ask us a question about music, about the band, about a song, or just about anything.
Use hashtag SBS Pop Asia, Alexandros on Twitter, and we'll get your questions later in the show. So hold on.
All right. And this week, we are playing Rock in Japan Festival 2016, yep. Which is one of the biggest J-Rock festivals in Japan.
Yes. If you want to find great J-Rock bands, this is where you should come.
Oh, yeah.
I think you can just say this is the biggest J-Rock festival in Japan.
Oh, yes. Yes. It surely is. Mm-hmm. And do you have any memories from last year? Anything you look forward to Rock in Japan this year?
Well, last year, yeah, we played as a headliner. And it was really memorable and remarkable day.
It was nearly 50,000 people watching us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which was...
No, more than that.
Really?
60,000.
60?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okumanin,
well,
I think so.
60,000.
Yeah.
And the view was fantastic.
Yes, brilliant day.
You see people's wave from the stage because, you know, Sonic has its time lag. Mm-hmm. So once the sound gets out from the speaker, it takes some time to get to the end row.
Exactly.
People are jumping to our music, but they wave.
Yeah. That kind of thing happens when you play in front of people more than like 10,000, but 60,000, 60,000 people are really different.
That's huge.
Yeah, that's really huge.
Yeah. All you can see is people.
Exactly. But it's so exciting to see all the people dancing and jumping around for our music. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's so cool.
Yeah.
So really good. Yeah. So this year, we're going to play in Rock in Japan Festival again, and we're going to play before Yellow Monkey.
Oh, yes.
So, well, Yellow Monkey, the singer, Yoshi-san, he's really fashionable.
Yes.
He's a very rock star. Mm-hmm. So I should buy some good suit.
You should do that.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm looking forward to seeing what you're going to wear then.
Yeah, exactly. So please look forward to it.
Okay.
We're Alexandros, and you're on SBS Pop Asia's J-Rock Sessions. Tweet us if you've got a request at the hashtag SBS Pop Asia Alexandros.
In Japan, there is Obon Festival in August.
Yep.
It's not a national holiday, but a lot of companies take a few days off during this period, so it's a big summer vacation time.
Right. So what is Obon anyway? Obon is a Japanese Buddhist customs to honor the spirits of one's ancestors. This Buddhist Confucian customs has evolved into a family reunion holiday during which people return to ancestral family places and visit and clean their ancestors' graves. Mm-hmm. And when the spirits of ancestors are supposed to revisit the household elders. It has been celebrated in Japan for more than 500 years and traditionally includes a dance known as Bon Odori.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, we all know the meaning of this Obon.
Yeah.
But we only see this as a week off. Week
know,
off season,
I know,
right?
I know, yes.
Especially to the businessmen in Japan. Mm-hmm. Obon is really, really precious time to have a week off.
And Obon, they change every year, I guess. It
really?
Does, right?
Like, I didn't know that.
We all don't know, so when is Obon this year?
Right.
We can't say it, right?
Yeah. I basically don't know about any holidays,
yeah,
though.
Exactly. Maybe, yeah, we are. Obon.
Yeah, but Obon is quite traditional here in Japan.
It's kind of festival kind of season.
And you do go back to your ancestors' houses and clean up graves and stuff.
Yeah. So that's why maybe I like Osaka, because like when I was a kid, I used to go back to Osaka to see my grannies for Obon season.
And Bon Odori is one of the traditional dance parties.
Yeah.
I don't know if you call that a dance party, but it is a dance party. Yeah, well, it's traditional. It's basically ancestors' spirits coming back.
Yeah.
So we wear yukata,
which is
a traditional summer wear of Japan. And you dance to a beat of a drum and some music.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yep.
So if you guys are coming over to Japan this season, you guys should check out Bon Odori.
Bon dancing. Maybe we can just join there and do the Obon dance.
Yeah, it's got choreography there, but you don't really have to care about it. You just go and do what.
Yeah, who cares? Because we don't really know too, so.
Nope.
You can always learn it.
Yeah.
Do it. This is J-Rock Sessions with Alexandros on SBS Pop Asia. Did you like the song? Tell us what you think about it. And now it's time to answer questions.
Use the hashtag SBSPopAsiaAlexandros on Twitter so we can find them. You can also leave your questions on our Facebook.
All right, let's check out this question from Sunny.
Hello, Sunny.
I will go to Japan to see fireworks festival. Oh, yeah. That's really good.
Cool.
Have you been to it before? Can you recommend the best viewing spot?
Oh, man.
I think Niigata's got the best.
Yeah. I would definitely recommend that one. Mm. Niigata has a firework festival called Nagaoka Matsuri, which is held by Shinano River. Mm-hmm. And they have one of the biggest fireworks in Japan. It's called Shigodama. It's a fourth level firework. If you translate it, in Japan, there are levels to fireworks. Ichigo, Nigo is like 1, 2, 3, and 4. And I think 4th is the biggest in Japan so far right now. And when I was a kid, it used to be 3. And Nagaoka Matsuri was the only festival you can see a 3-level firework back then. And now, I don't know, some other firework festival can do that, but Nagaoka Matsuri is one of the most famous fireworks in Japan.
How do you say that in Japanese?
Yongodama.
Yongodama.
Or Shigodama.
Shigodama.
Yeah, it's the size of a firework. It's huge, and the sound is also huge. So. Well, your heart almost gets stopped by the sound. That's how loud it is, and it's pretty cool. Well, my granddad lives in Niigata Prefecture, so he lives right by the Shinano River, and I used to visit there like every year when I was a kid. And you go to the riverside of Shinano River during like from noon, and you sit there and take seats in the blazing hot day. And it's pretty cool. And my dad and my granddad used to drink beer while they're, you know, waiting. And I couldn't drink back then, so I just had water and tea. I still remember I was jealous, you know. I wish I could drink. So check that out. It's pretty cool.
All right. So, like, can you recommend the best viewing spot in there?
Pretty big, by the Shinano River. But
you can just stay anywhere.
Yeah, maybe. Basically. But nowadays, there are, like, VIP seats you pay for. So,
that's cool.
Yeah, if you can make reservations, yeah, that's one of the ways to watch
it. So if you're rich.
Rich enough to reserve a seat, yes.
Well, pay the bill. The J-Rock Sessions with Alexandros and SBS Pop Asia.
Kids are out of school and I see them all over the place during the daytime, man.
Summer vacation.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I miss having a long summer vacation.
I know, right?
You only got like 1 week, right? What's summer vacation like in LA?
Well, basically, we have summer vacation from June until the end of September. 3 months. That's pretty long,
yeah,
right? But when I was in America, of course, that was normal. I used to play basketball, used to go to beach, play roller hockey. And at the beach, I used to do boogie boarding. It's like a bodyboard. We called it a boogie board, which is pretty fun.
Wow.
I used to play outside a lot. I wasn't much of a gamer, so get all tanned. Stuff, yeah.
That's cool.
Fun.
That's pretty cool.
How about you?
Well, it's same thing. Like, I used to go to American school, so it's same from like I had a summer vacation from June up until September.
Yeah. Oh, did I say the
June?
No, it's until the end of August.
Exactly.
I'm sorry, I said
August.
The end of September.
Exactly. Until September. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So I've got like 3 months off. My family, Kawakami family, traveled a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, all around the world. Actually, I went all around Europe, Europe and America.
It's awesome.
Yeah, it's awesome.
So you've seen all the views in Europe and America.
I went to Egypt too. Yeah, that was cool. It was really good. It was a cool experience. So, like, for me, summer vacation when I was a kid is like going out of the country.
Whoa.
It's a travel a lot.
Damn. You must be rich.
No.
Well, that's a great memory.
So I wonder
how old are your dad?
Yeah. Well, I wonder what all the kids do during summer vacation or winter vacation for them now.
They're in their winter vacation right now?
Yeah, right. I think so. So I think they're out for skiing or maybe snowboarding maybe. Yeah.
Wow.
And maybe it's a really good idea to go to Phillip Island.
Is that Australia?
Yeah. To meet some penguins. The smallest,
You
smallest penguin in the world.
Okay. That sounds nice.
Yeah. I want to go back to Australia.
Great.
Let's meet them again.
Right. Or they should come over to Japan. It's summer here.
Penguin?
No. The kids in Australia.
Sorry. Okay.
Well,
yeah,
penguins are nice. Penguins
but
are nice.
So that for... No, you shouldn't... They shouldn't do that because so that they cannot experience the winter for Hawaii.
Yeah. For those of you who don't like wintertime, then, you know, come over to Japan. You guys are always welcome.
Maybe. This is SBS Pop Asia's J-Rock Sessions with Alexandros. Thanks very much.
So let's answer another question from the listeners. This one's from CC Young. Hello? How do you choose the songs to play on this program?
Actually, we don't really choose it by
right.
ourselves.
We're not the ones who's choosing it.
Sometimes we do, you know, we change it by this conversation we have. So, yeah. And
but basically, our director chooses it.
And we delete all the artists we don't really like. So, sorry if you don't get to hear the songs you wanted to hear, but, you know, maybe it's not our favorite song. I'm just kidding. I like all the artists.
Yeah. Right. I mean, this program is to, you know, let you guys know about the J-Rock scene. Mm-hmm. So it's okay for us to play any songs.
Exactly.
Right.
But, you know, for me, I think, well, as being an artist, mm-hmm. I'm also a fan of someone. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm a fan of Oasis, mm-hmm. someone's artist. And when we talk about music, mm-hmm. we usually have this conversation, you like that artist? No, I hate that artist because they're not cool.
Okay.
We often have this conversation, mm-hmm. right? And people say, hey, don't diss my favorite artist.
Oh.
Don't put down my artist, my favorite. I don't really care about what people say about my favorite artist.
Okay.
Because I don't care if someone say, I hate Oasis, mm-hmm. or like, I hate Primal Scream.
Yeah.
I don't care. I just think that, you know, well, that's your life. That's your taste.
Yeah.
I don't care. I like it.
That's true.
Yeah. So I always tell to my fans that, you know, if you like us, well, that's really cool. But if your friends hate about us, just don't get mad.
Mm-hmm.
It takes time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Just let go.
Well, I could tell. People have their own opinions.
So I always say bad things about other artists when I talk to, you know, my friends.
You're just trying to be honest.
And
right?
I just don't care what people say about me.
Okay.
SBS Pop Asia, this is the J-Rock Sessions with Alexandros.
Let's check out your tweets and email. Tell us what you want to hear on the program, too.
Let's read the first one.
Okay.
Maz.
Hello.
Thanks very much for the message. Great show, as always, guys. Even though I have an exam this time. Ooh.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's got a test.
Good luck.
Good luck. Yes, good luck. Please just stay tuned.
Mm-hmm.
And this is from Junita Sosanto. Been ages since I listened to your old tracks. Thanks very much. Love them all a lot. Can't wait to listen to your new album next fall.
Okay.
Yeah, I wonder what the title will be.
I know.
I'm
thinking. Do you have any idea?
I want to go to Hawaii, or maybe I want to live in Hawaii.
Okay, our second album was I Want to Go to Hawaii.
Yeah, so
now
maybe
you want to live there.
Yeah, or maybe I want to go to Australia.
Oh, that would be awesome.
That'd be awesome, yes. And this is from Belinda.
Hello.
Kao. So exciting. Wow. I think she's talking about a new album. Thanks very much. Yes, please be excited.
Thank you.
Kenza Fakila.
Hello.
Yay! I'll get your album on my 20th birthday.
So you're still 19? Wow.
Kenza.
Okay.
Well, I made it for you.
Right.
For your birthday
present.
Happy birthday.
Cool, so, thanks guys.
Yeah, thank you very much. For please be prepared for our new album.
Yeah, because your mind is going to get blown away.
Exactly. And we're going to go to Australia, maybe, hopefully, new feature. SBS Pop Asia's J-Rock Sessions with Alexandros. And that's the end of the show for this week. You can come back and listen again on the podcast at sbs.com.au/popasia or download the Pop Asia app and get it there.
Hope you can join us.
Cheers.
Bye.
And good night.
This has been another SBS Pop Asia podcast. Download the free app for Android and iOS and tune in again. Wherever you are. Non-stop, non-stop.